Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Stardome at Burn, Indiana, South Adams High School. Just about time for the start of the Fort Recovery and South Adams varsity boys basketball game. Fort Recovery won the junior varsity contest tonight, 47-27. Fort Recovery's record, a very nice 5-1 now in JV basketball. And Fort Recovery gets the tap to start the game. Out front, Troy Homan with the basketball. The team sporting new haircuts tonight. Everybody's got their heads basically shaved. Not bald, but short hair indeed. Like in the good old days, I guess. Outside it goes to Troy Homan with the ball. He will pass on the left to Alex News, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by South Adams. Ty Lehman tipped it out of bounds. He's a fine sophomore for the Starfires. He is their main cog of this team. Tossing it in, here's Reese Guggenbiller out back to Troy Homan. No score in the game. Our first quarter sponsor, scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, right here in Burn and Union City, Indiana, Calp Pharmacy. Right side, there's Rex Leverett firing a long two, no good. Rebound back up and in by Gavin Fowler. Fowler puts the Indians out in front by a score of 2-0. Over on the left, back out top. South Adams with the basketball. Ty Lehman with it. He will pass back out front to Owen Warner. Warner, an outstanding football player for the Starfires. Down to Lehman, down in the right corner. And they're going to call him for double dribble. Lost control of the ball. Rob Weaver here. And again, we're on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight, along with WPGW. Troy Homan out front with it. He'll dribble to the right side. Here's a corner shot. It is no good. Rebound, Gavin Fowler. Back up, no good. Rebound, Rex Leverett. Up and in and out, no good. And the foul is going to be called on the rebound. It's going to be against Fort Recovery on the rebound. And they're going to call that one on Troy Homan, number one on Troy. Again, the Indians win the JV game 47-27 tonight. We'll give you the scoring on that at halftime. Fort Recovery's JV record, a very flashy 5-1 now on the season. Fort Recovery varsity 3-2 coming in. The Starfires, they've only won one game all year so far. So they've been struggling. Over on the right side it goes to Ty Lehman. He'll pass on the left over to Derek McKean. Back outside with the ball, Derek McKean. He will pass back over here on the right side to Owen Warner. There's Ty Lehman back to Warner. Three-point shot. It's open and no good. Rebound comes to Rex Leverett. Leverett gives to Troy Homan. Homan comes down. Back outside to Leverett. Leverett tries to pass down low to Gavin Fowler, and it went through his hands over his head and out of bounds. So turnover on the Indians, and Starfires have the ball. They trail 2-0. Garrett Craig, the coach of the South Adams Starfires, and of course Bob Leverett, the coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Here's a shot from the left side. It's no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery's Guggenbiller. He'll give it down to Alex Dews, back to Guggenbiller. Troy Homan in the lane, back over to Dews. He'll fire and miss. Rebound comes. Of course, Garrett Craig, a former Jay County Patriot basketball player. This is in his third year here at South Adams. Outside to Troy Homan. On the left to Rex Leverett. He'll try to pass inside to Fowler. He lost it, but picked up by Homan of Fort Recovery. Over to Alex Deuce. Back outside. Ball's tipped. went off the hands, tipped by, I believe it was Owen Wanner, and it went off the hands of Reese Guggenbiller, and out of bounds. So another turnover on the Indians. Indians are not winning that battle as of right now. Indians, though, lead 2-0. South Adams with the ball. Ty Lehman out front with the basketball. He'll stop. He'll pass over on the right side. There's McKean with it. He'll pass back to Ty Lehman. Back to McKean. On the outside, back to Lehman. Lehman dribbling. Comes down the lane. He wants to take the shot. Can't find it. Passes off. Owen Wanner brings it in. Puts it up inside. No good. Rebound, Troy Homan. Homan has the ball stripped away and stolen by Ty Lehman. Here comes Lehman down all the way, and there's going to be a foul called on Ty Lehman. Ty Lehman and Rex Leverett collided, and Leverett got the benefit of the call there. That could have gone either way. Gavin Faller will come out. Coming in for Fort Recovery is Gavin Evers. Again, you're listening to WPGW FM 100.9. If you've tuned in for the Blackford game, you can hear that at 105.3 FM tonight, 105.3 FM. Or if you want to listen on your smartphone, click on Listen Live AM on your smartphone. There's a shot up and good by Fort Recovery's Gavin Evers. Makes a score now at 4-0. Fort Recovery with the lead here. So the Blackford game is at 105.3 FM or on your smartphone on the Listen Live AM button instead of the Listen Live FM button. Shot's no good by South Adams. Here comes Fort Recovery, and they're going to throw it away. Rex Leverett tried to hit Troy Homan, and he threw it away. South Adams retrieves it. McKean came back and grabbed it up. Out front with the basketball. Going to be Owen Wanner with it. He'll pass over here to Derek McKean. And the ball is a collision, and a foul's called on South Adams. It's going to be called on Owen Wanner. Owen was the outstanding quarterback for the South Adams football team this year. He was a dandy athlete. I don't believe he played basketball last year, but decided to come out for basketball this year as a senior. I think he had played the year before that and then decided not to play last year and then came out this year. Troy Homan with the ball. On the left it goes. Down low. Turnaround shot is up and good. Scoring is Briggs Overman, who just came in for the Indians. Makes it 6-0. Fort Recovery with the lead. South Adams has had several decent shots, but no connections. They just can't shoot the ball very well. It's been one of their problems all year. Over on the left, down inside. There's a turnover. And picking it up is Briggs Overman, and there's a collision and a foul is called, I think, on South Adams. It'll be whistled on. Let's see who. Oh, Ty Lehman, that's his second foul. He will go out of the game. He's their best player. Tough luck for Ty tonight. Inside it goes to Rex Leverett. He puts it up and in. It's now very quickly 8-0. Indians on top of the Fort Recovery. Indians on top of the South Adams Starfires. 8-0 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy's Fort Recovery location is open extra hours during the week until 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 6 on Friday nights. A Health Mart Pharmacy, your friendly Cal Pharmacy. They'll be open for you to shop for Christmas tomorrow. Stop by at Cal Pharmacy. South Adams moving the ball around. Back out front it goes. McKean with it. He'll pass over to Owen Wanner. In the game now for South Adams is Connor Fear. Here's a drive to the hoop. It's up and good by McKean. Derek McKean draws first blood for the Starfires, and it's now 8-2. And Fort Recovery throws the ball away, and South Adams will get it back. Several substitutions for the Indians. Homan goes out. Leverett goes out. Guggenbiller goes out. Coming in, we have Eli Lennertz. Briggs Overman comes back in. And also coming in is Gavin Evers. Actually, also coming in was Mason Diller. Diller came in. South Adams with the basketball. Full recovery playing zone defense. Over on the right to Owen Water, back out top. On the left, back on the right. Pass back outside. Connor Fear had the ball. He passes off to McKean, back to Fear. Left wing, inside it goes to the big guy, and there's a foul called on for recovery. Big number 55, Diesel Ziegler, in the game now. He's 6'3", and he's got to be 300-plus. He's a big dude. He's a diesel for sure. South Adams puts the ball back in play. That foul a moment ago was called on Fort Recovery's Mason Diller. Right side, McKean. He'll pass back out to the left. Now on the wing. Here's a drive and then lost it out of bounds. Owen Wanner had the ball, just came out of his hands and went out of bounds. Turnover on the South Adams Starfires. So that department's kind of equalizing here. Rob Weaver here at South Adams. Nate Christman's our studio producer back at the radio station. Again, if you've tuned in for the Blackford game, that's being heard at 105.3 FM, or you can go on your smartphone and click on the Listen Live AM button on your smartphone on WPGWradio.com, WPGWradio.com, and click on Listen Live AM for the Blackford game. Time runs out in the first quarter, and there was a foul called right at the end of the quarter, and they're going to do here. Foul is going to be called on Isaac D. of South Adams. I don't think there's any time left on the clock, but they say there must have been. 8-2 is the score. Oh, they say there's 0.3 seconds left. 0.3 seconds. So Fort Recovery will have the ball, basically just time to catch and shoot. Briggs Overman will toss it in. Let's see who's going to get the ball. Goes in over here to Mason Diller, puts it up. It would have counted, but it was just a little short. No good. Mason Diller's final shot, short. And so we've completed one quarter of play. The Fort Recovery Indians with an 8-2 lead over the South Adams Starfires. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. We do remind you that, again, they'll be open tomorrow for your last-minute Christmas shopping. And don't forget, they have their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a Calp Pharmacy pharmacist about that opportunity. And remember, they have handicapped medical equipment at their Handicapped Medical Equipment Center. That might be a good gift idea for someone on your gift list, someone who needs handicapped medical equipment. They're in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park, and they'll be open tomorrow as well. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with the Golden Technologies Power Recliner and Lift Chair for your loved one. We have an assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing a lift recliner best suited to meet your loved one's needs. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49 at 1201 Commerce Street. So visit us online at calppharmacy.com or call us at 419-375-7007. Calp Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
Now, Fort Recovery leading by 6, 8-2. South Adams still in the game, certainly. There's a shot up and in. That's going to count, I believe, by Ty Lehman, who is back in the game now. South Adams, they really cannot afford to be without him. He is their main cog. And even though he has two fouls, he came back in and he hits the shot inside and got the free throw for 3 points for him tonight. And the Indians now only lead by 3, 8-5 here in the first quarter. Eli Leonard's with it on the left. To Mason Diller, he goes inside to Alex Dews, can't get it to go down. Rebound for recoveries. Gavin Faller, and a foul's called on South Adams. They're going to whistle that one on Jax Wanner. Jax Wanner, who's in the game now, number 5. Here we go with the inbounds pass for the Indians into Gavin Faller, blocked by Owen Wanner. Troy Homan got it, though. He puts it up. No good on the turnaround shot. And a foul's called on Fort Recovery on the rebound. That'll give South Adams the basketball back. Tomorrow night we'll be at Jay County. Jay County hosting the tough Wapahani Raiders. We invite you to tune in for both the junior varsity and varsity games tomorrow evening, starting about 6 o'clock. Congratulations to the Jay County wrestling team. They won their own East Central Indiana Wrestling Classic Invitational today. Shot by South Adams, no good. Rebound Fort Recovery. Eli Leonards back out front to Troy Homan. Homan back over to Eli Leonards. Looks inside, goes to Homan. Indians leading 8-5. Right side to Troy Homan. Cross court pass to Alex News. News outside to Eli Leonards. Troy Homan with it over to Leonards. Dribbling the ball back outside to Homan. Indians got their heads shaved this week. I wonder if Coach Leverett did the job. Of course, he's a licensed barber, you know. So they all look alike now. They said it was a signal of solidarity for the team. There's a foul called on South Adams. Whistled on Noah Hunley. Noah Hunley gets called for the foul. Got a timeout, South Adams. 8-5. Fort Recovery leads by 3 with 6:27 to go in the second quarter. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Eight to five score. Starfires, coached by Garrett Craig, hanging in there. They only scored 2 points in the first quarter. Fort Recovery only had 8, and now the Indians have not scored yet here in the second quarter, and we've had a minute and a half go by. Alex Dews gets the inbounds pass over to Rex Leverett. Now right side to Troy Homan. Homan top of the key. He'll pass over here to Reese Guggenbiller. Back to Homan on the right. Dribbling the ball, stopping. Bounce pass goes inside. Now back on the wing. Wide open, Alex Deuce, and he can't get the three to go down. Rebound, South Adams, Ty Lehman. He gives to Owen Wanner. Wanner brings it up. Wanner with the basketball. Dribbling to the right. Passing out to Jax Wanner. J-A-X, Jax Wanner. On the left side it goes. Here's a drive by Ty Lehman, and he scores. Lehman scores to cut the lead to 8-7 now. Indians only leading by 1 point. Left side it goes. On the wing over there to Alex Dews. Indians have been about as cold as South Adams was in the first quarter. They have not scored here in the second quarter. Going to the hole is Rex Leverett. He scores, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. So there's a basket. Rex Leverett gets his second two-pointer of the night, and he'll be at the free throw line with one shot. And foul was whistled on Noah.
We lost our connection with WPGW's internet stream partway through the second quarter. We now join Rob Weaver during his halftime show.
Back here at, South Adams High School, South Adams Stardome, I'm Rob Weaver. Nate Christman is our studio producer. And let's give you the scoring of the game so far here in the varsity game. Fort Recovery led 8-2 at the first quarter. And at halftime, they lead by only 2, 15-13. So the Indians had a rather rough second quarter there and trailed a couple of times before the three-point shot
This deal only applies to Case IH toys. Merry Christmas from Hall Brothers, your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Toys, toys, and more Melissa and Doug toys. Kalp Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-aged children, so we can help you cross off a name or two on your Christmas list. Melissa and Doug toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. So check out the selection of toys this Christmas season at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Now is the time to plant your trees, and you'll find those trees at Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Ohio State Route 49. Judy's also reminds you to get your name on their list for the spring landscaping work. See Eric Judy at Judy's Landscaping for all of your landscaping and tree needs. Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49.
Have a winning season, Fort Recovery Indians, especially players Rex Leverett, Briggs Overman, and Colson Post from Judy's Landscaping.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here at South Adams, the South Adams Star Dome, a beautiful place to play, located here in Bern, Indiana. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians in tonight's game from Dr. Kim Vormore at the Vormore Family Dentistry Office on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Formerly the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Banna. Dr. Vormore's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. The Vormore Family Dentistry, they are accepting new patients. They'd love to be your family's dentist. The Vormore Family Dentistry Office, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Again, Dr. Kim Vormore is the dentist. Once again, I want to thank K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, they're proud of their New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment line of farm machinery at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Proud of their outstanding service for your farm machinery as well. Schedule your next service appointment with K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. They were our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. In the junior varsity game tonight, it started out a little slow there, but Fort Recovery ended up winning 47-27. Indians led 15-6 at the first quarter, led 32-13 at halftime, led 42-20 after three, and again the final 47-27. Indians were led in scoring in the junior varsity game tonight by Tyler Wendell, who had 12 points, 9 for Brody Bargie, also 9 for Breaker Judy. Chipping in with 4 points was Luke Lochtefeld, 3 points for Hayden Seifring and Carter Fortkamp, 2 points for Grant Fortkamp, 2 for Reed Albers, 2 for Doug Benn, 1 point for Brady Evers. Again, leading the way for the Indians was Tyler Wendell with 12, Breaker Judy with 9, and Brody Bargie had 9. For the South Adams Starfires, they were led by Henry Craig with 12. Caleb Minger had 6. 3 for Gavin Litweiler and Jack Swanner, and 2 for Easton O'Dell. Again, the varsity were at halftime here. Indians are leading barely 15-13 over the South Adams Starfires. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight is Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery and many other area locations. Check out their job opportunities at cooperfarms.com. That's cooperfarms.com. Here we go with the third quarter. Fort Recovery has the ball to start things out. Troy Homan will have it. He'll work his way to the right side, passing back out to Alex Deuce. Back to Holman, back to Deuce. He'll dump it to the free throw line to Rex Leverett. On the left, to Reese Guggenbiller, three-point shot. It's good. Reese Guggenbiller gets a three-point shot, which is his second three of the night. He's the only one to hit a three so far tonight. Maybe give him the ball and let him shoot. 18-13, Indians lead by five now. I think their biggest lead was, I believe it was 8-0 at one point. South Adams with the ball. McKean with it. Over on the right side to Ty Lehman. Back out top to McKean. On the left it goes. South Adams, Connor Fear with the ball, who's in the game now. And their ball's out of bounds. And the official said it went off with South Adams. South Adams didn't think that was the call. So maybe the Indians get a break there. They have the basketball, leading 18-13 here in the third quarter of play. Again, brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery and many other area locations. Troy Homan on the right to Alex Dews, back to Homan. Homan comes in, feeds out to Leverett, fires from the free throw line, no good. Rebound Gavin Fowler, and there's going to be a foul called on South Adams. And they're going to say it's not a shooting foul, so it'll be out of bounds. At South Adams tonight at Burn, Indiana, home of the Stardome. They put a brand new floor on this gymnasium last year. There was a water main break during the winter recess, and the floor was totally flooded and ruined, and they had to replace the entire floor. It's a beautiful floor now, that's for sure. Right side to Gavin Fowler, comes in, pops the shot, got it. Gavin Fowler connects. 4 points for him now. It's 20-13. Ty Lehman with it. On the left side it goes. You're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, 100.9 on the FM dial. Again, if you've tuned in for the Blackford game tonight, that's at 105.3 tonight, 105.3 FM. Or on your smartphone, go to WPGWradio.com and click on the Listen Live AM button at WPGWradio.com. Listen Live AM. Back outside, three-point shot by Owen Wanners off the mark. Rebound Ty Lehman, and the foul's going to be called. I think it's going to be on the Indians. It's on Eli Leonards. Nope. Take that back. Eli's not in there. It's on Gavin Fowler. That's number three on Gavin, and he goes to the bench. And Briggs Overman will come in for the Indians now in place of Gavin Fowler. Outside to McKean. Once again, Derek McKean with the ball. He'll pass over in the left corner. Shot's short. No good by Ty Lehman. Rebound comes to Briggs Overman. Overman comes down, lays it up, and got it. Indians are on the move now as they lead 22-13. Timeout is called South Adams. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's your land and your legacy, and there's so much riding on your crops, your soil management choices are deeply personal, too. K&L Tractor stocks a variety of Great Plains tillage solutions that put your vision to work. Whatever approach you take, vertical, conventional, or hybrid, you can trust the cutting-edge technology and consistent field-tested performance you'll find across Great Plains' entire soil management line. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
South Adams with the basketball after the timeout. 22-13. Indians on top by 9 points with a big flurry here in this third quarter. South Adams has not scored, and the Indians have scored 7 to expand their lead to 9 points. Here is Derek McKean, no good. Rebound, Diesel Ziegler, no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Alex Deuce, out it goes to Reese Guggenbiller. Passes over to Briggs Overman on the left wing. Cross-court pass to Troy Homan. He'll pop the shot. Short, no good. Got his own rebound. Back up, no good. Rebound, Rex Leverett. Back outside to Briggs Overman. Here is Reese Guggenbiller in the lane. Shots fired up. No good by Alex Deuce. Rebound comes down to the South Adams Starfires. There's Ty Lehman. No good from three-point land. Rebound comes to Reese Guggenbiller. He gives it over here to Alex Deuce on the left corner. Back to Deuce. Deuce in the lane. Scoops it up. No good. Rebound to Ty Lehman of South Adams. Here comes Lehman down the court. He fires a three. Good. Ty Lehman with his 8th point of the night. And makes it 22-16. Indians only lead by 6 now. Troy Homan walks the ball up across the timeline. Right side to Briggs Overman. Rex Leverett back outside. Here's a three-point shot up. No good. And we have a foul call. Reese Guggenbiller took that shot and missed it. And there's going to be a foul on South Adams, I believe. It's going to be called on the big guy, Diesel Ziegler. He is appropriately named. He is a big dude, 6'3 and 300 pounds or so. Fort Recovery gets the basketball back in play. Here's a shot by Eli Leonard. Short, no good. Rebound comes to South Adams to Owen Warner. Troy Homan tried to wrestle it away from him, but he couldn't get it. Third quarter is brought to you by Cooper Farms. Don't forget to check out their job opportunities at cooperfarms.com. That's cooperfarms.com. Here's Lehman on another three. No good. Rebound breaks Overman of Fort Recovery. He'll bring it down. Indians lead 22-16. Here's a shot from the right. Three-pointers no good by Reese Guggenbiller. Indians, Troy Homan got the rebound. Back outside. There's Eli Leonards. Out front to Troy Homan. 2:50 to go here in the third quarter. Troy Homan back over on the right to Reese Guggenbiller. Back to Homan. On the right wing it goes to Eli Leonards inside. Shot by Rex Leverett is blocked by Owen Warner. South Adams with the basketball. Down comes Jax Warner to Owen Warner. Now over to Derek McKean. He'll pass on the left to Ty Lehman. Lehman dribbling the basketball. Feeds off to Derek Warner. Derek McKean, rather. Now back to Ty Lehman, way out front between the circles. 2:13 remaining in the third quarter. Indians on top, 22-16. Much closer game than what I figured this might be. I thought Fort Recovery would dominate tonight, but that's not the case. Here's Derek McKean, misses the three. Ty Lehman got the rebound, but he lost it out of bounds. Fort Recovery will have the basketball. Ty Lehman had the rebound in his grasp, but just couldn't quite hang on to it. Rex Leverett goes out. Briggs Overman goes out. Let's see who might have come in there. Looks like Indians' Gavin Evers came in. Maybe Eli Leonards came in the game also. Indians with the ball. They lead 22-16. Out to Troy Homan. He'll pass over on the right. There's Briggs Overman missing a shot. There's a shot right in front of the basket, up and no good by Gavin Evers, but the ball went out of bounds. I think it was off South Adams. So Fort Recovery will get the basketball. 22-16 score. Indians struggling tonight, but in the lead. But you don't want to let South Adams hang around. They've only won one game all year, and they're very hungry to win. And you don't want to give them the opportunity to get back in the game. Left side it goes to Reese Guggenbiller, out to Troy Homan. Eli Leonards, around the horn it goes. Outside to Reese Guggenbiller, and there's timeout called by Fort Recovery. Minute to go in the third quarter. Fort Recovery calls time. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers. Or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pull-type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Action back in now. There's a three-point shot by Briggs Overman. No good, and there's a foul called on the rebound on Fort Recovery on Eli Leonards. That will give the ball back to South Adams. Starfire's only trailing by six. They're hanging right in there. Ty Lehman tosses in to Owen Warner. Fort Recovery playing a trapping half-court defense, and they throw it away. South Adams throws it away, and coming up with the basketball for the Indians there was Gavin Evers. Now here's the ball stolen by Owen Warner of South Adams. An easy layup, and he got it. Owen Warner with an easy basket after the steal. Here's a shot by Fort Recovery. Missed. Rebound South Adams. Ty Lehman. It's 22-18. Fort Recovery only leads by four. South Adams with the ball. Down comes Ty Lehman. There's a timeout called by South Adams with 11 seconds to go. They're going to set up a last-second shot. We'll be back in a moment.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Once again, that website, cooperfarms.com/join our team for the job opportunities. They've got a lot of great jobs. Cooper Farms, of course, providing jobs for many, many individuals here in the Fort Recovery, Jay County area. There's a shot from the right side by Ty Lehman. It's no good on an air ball. Take that back. That was not Ty. Who was it? I'm not sure who that was. It wasn't Ty Lehman who took that last shot. It was no good, and the score remains 22-18, a close ball game tonight. Indians on top by 4 points after three quarters of play. We'll be back with the fourth quarter of action coming up in a moment.
Now is the time to plant your trees, and you'll find those trees at Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Ohio State Route 49. Judy's also reminds you to get your name on their list for the spring landscaping work. See Eric Judy at Judy's Landscaping for all of your landscaping and tree needs. Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49. Have a winning season, Fort Recovery Indians, especially players Rex Leverett, Briggs Overman, and Colson Post from Judy's Landscaping.
Time is running out and the Christmas clock is ticking away. If you're still on the hunt for some great toys for the kids, Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery should be your next stop. From now until the end of the year, for every $100 of Case IH toys you buy, you'll get $20 off. Pedal tractors, farm sets, toy tractors, and combines. Your little ones will love them. Hurry in and save. This deal only applies to Case IH toys. Merry Christmas from Hall Brothers, your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
Yeah, you still have time to stop by tomorrow morning and shop their selection of farm toys at Hall Brothers Incorporated. State Route 119 at the east edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio. Well, the quarter came to an end there, and South Adams not able to get a basket at the final seconds. So we're heading to the final quarter of play here. 22-18 is the score. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn. To sell your corn to Cooper Farms, give them a call at 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. Final quarter is brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated, and this could be a another close finish for the Indians. I really didn't think it would be that way tonight, but it's kind of looking that way, as South Adams only down by four heading into the final quarter. Starfires with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Over to Owen Warner. We're in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter of play. Derek McKean on the top of the key. Owen Warner whips a pass over on the right. Back out to Ty Lehman, who fell down, but the Starfires keep the ball. There's a shot from the right side. No good by the South Adams Starfires' Connor Fear, and the Indians come up with the rebound. Out front is Rex Leverett. He'll dribble, double-teamed. Feeds over on the right side. There's a three-point basket by Alex Deuce. Alex Deuce cans a three. That's his first points of the night. Couldn't come at a better time. And here's a steal by Rex Leverett. Stolen right back by Ty Lehman, and he lays it in at the other end. That was a big exchange there. Ty Lehman, a big steal. Gives him 10 points on the night now. He's actually the only player for either team to be in double figures tonight. Ty Lehman with 10. 25-20. Indians lead by 5. Rex Leverett with the ball, tries to drive down the lane. It's knocked away from him, and now Leverett commits a foul, reaching back in, trying to get the ball back. Well, maybe not. Yep, it was on Rex Leverett. So Owen Warner will toss the ball in here for South Adams Starfires. Ty Lehman on the left, back to Warner, back to Lehman on the left, dribbling across the timeline. He'll pop the shot, and no good, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. He'll be at the line for two. He's one out of one at the line so far tonight. And that foul's called on Gavin Faller, number four on Gavin. Free throws up and good by Ty Lehman. Fundamentally, he's a good player. He's the best guy on their team. He'll have one more coming. And he's only a sophomore. That's also good. He just hasn't been able to get much support from the other team members. But tonight, they've been hanging in there. Here's a three-pointer no good by Alex Deuce. And a foul's called on the Indians. Either on Overman or Deuce. Let's see. It's on Alex Deuce reaching in. That's only his first personal foul, so obviously he's in no problem. We're in the fourth quarter, 6:07 to go. Indians leading here, 25-22. Radio Rob with you tonight for this basketball game. Always great to do a Fort Recovery game, and the Indians are leading by three. And here comes the Starfires down the court over in the corner. Connor Fear goes, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. Connor Fear made a move to the basket. He's fouled in the act of shooting. He'll be at the line for two shots. He has not been at the free throw line yet tonight. Two big free throws here. This would bring the Indians, cut the Indians' lead to only 1 point. And the first one's no good, short. One more for Connor Fear. Connor is a senior on this ball club. It's up and good. Got one of two. That cuts the lead to 2 points. 25-23, Indians on top with the basketball. Left side it goes into Eli Leonards. Troy Homan on the right to Briggs Overman. Back out to Homan. There is Reese Guggenbiller. Back to Briggs Overman. He got it and came in and hit a little jumper from the right baseline. And timeouts called by Fort Recovery. Overman with 6 points now. And the Indians have taken a four-point lead, 27-23. Timeout for recovery. We'll be back.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Again, Hall Brothers Incorporated, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. Don't forget to give kids the toy tractors, toy trucks, and farm toys that they would like to have under the Christmas tree. They're available from Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery. Hall Brothers will be open tomorrow morning for your last-minute Christmas shopping of those farm toys. Got a dribble violation on Owen Warner. Or no, over and back, they said. Over and back. He must have stepped backwards. Called on Owen Warner. Owen was an outstanding quarterback on the football team. Pass goes into Eli Leonards. Reese Guggenbiller gives off over here to Alex Deuce on the left. There's a collision between Noah Hundley and Fort Recovery's Reese Guggenbiller, and they're going to call Hundley for the foul. Hundley bumped him with his face. Actually, Guggenbiller bumped Hundley with his face, and I think Guggenbiller might have a bloody nose now, looks like. So he's going to come out of the game. Hopefully that's all it is, not anything broken or anything. So the Indians have the ball. Here's Rex Leverett, top of the key. He'll pass on the left to Alex Deuce, back to Leverett. Outside to Briggs Overman. Indians lead by four, 27-23, 5 minutes to go in the game. Inside to Rex Leverett, feeds off to Alex Deuce, lays it up and got it. Give Leverett the assist. Alex Deuce gets his fifth point of the night. And it's 29-23. South Adams with the ball. Ooh, almost traveling there. No call. There's a shot up. No good by Connor Fear. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Correction, that was Noah Hundley on the shot. No good by Noah Hundley. Troy Homan with the ball out front. Over to Alex Deuce. Back to Troy Homan. Looks around. Dribbles the ball. Over to Briggs Overman. To Homan, back to Overman. 4:20 left in the game. And there's a foul called on South Adams. Fort Recovery leading by six, 29-23. South Adams has been a pesky team tonight. They're not laying down here this evening, that's for sure. And once again, the Indians having offensive problems. That's been one of their main issues all year, even though they're 3-2 on the season. Even their three wins are all fairly close. And the last one with Ansonia wasn't quite as close, but they have been close games this year, losses and wins. Left to Briggs Overman. Indians with the ball. He'll dribble to the free throw line. Gives to Eli Leonards. Pops the shot. Got it. Leonard's about a 16-footer. Nice shot there for Eli. And that's his second basket of the night. 4 points for him. And it's 31-23. Out front it goes. Derek McKean. Now to Owen Warner. He'll pass in the left corner to Ty Lehman. Back outside to Connor Fear. Out to Derek McKean. 3:30 to go. South Adams can't afford to waste too much time here. They trail by 8 points. There's a three by Lehman. Good. Ty Lehman cans a three. It gives him, I think, 15 points on the night. He's had a very nice night, which is no surprise. And Lehman with a steal. Here he comes. Up and in. And all of a sudden, Ty Lehman has cut the lead himself down to 3 points on a 31-28 score. Indians thought they had a comfortable lead. Now it slipped away again. Eli Leonard's back over on the right side. There's Alex Deuce up no good. Rebound Rex Leverett back up and in. Leverett muscles his way home to get his 6th point of the night. And it's 33-28. Indians now lead by 5 points. Ty Lehman with the ball. Over on the right side it goes to Owen Warner. Owen dribbling. He'll pass back out top to Derek McKean. Back to Ty Lehman. Right side it goes. 3-point basket is good by Owen Warner. Owen Warner hits a three for South Adams, giving him 7 points on the night. And it's a 2-point game, 33-31. Indians with the lead here with 2 minutes to go in the contest. Eli Leonard dribbling, goes to the hole, and got it. Leonard drives to the hole, gets his 3rd 2-point basket of the evening. That makes it 35-31. Full recovery up by 4 points, a minute 47 to go in the game. Again, South Adams has only won one game, and there's a foul call on South Adams. Hunley gets called for the foul. It was away from the ball. ...35-31. That's a break for the Indians. That is 5 fouls for Noah Hunley. He is fouled out of the game. And Jax Warner will come in for the South Adams Starfires. 1:40 to go here in the contest. Getting down to the nitty-gritty. Indians could really use a basket here. Or South Adams certainly has improved opportunities if they could get the ball back without Fort Recovery scoring. Troy Homan on the left. It goes to Reese Guggenbiller. Back to Homan. Oh, almost stolen by Warner. Here's Eli Leonard's on a three. Does not go. Rebound's tipped out of bounds. They say it went off of Reese Guggenbiller. South Adams with the basketball. Now they can cut the lead to 2 points or one. Minute 13 left in the game. This is still anybody's ball game. In the middle it goes to Owen Warner, right side to Ty Lehman. Derek McKean down in the corner. Back to McKean on the left to Owen Warner. 3-point shot's good. It's a 1-point game. Owen Warner connects on a three, and Fort Recovery calls timeout. As 49 seconds to go, the Indians lead by 1 single point. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with the Golden Technologies Power Recliner and Lift Chair for your loved one. We have an assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing a lift recliner best suited to meet your loved one's needs. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49 at 1201 Commerce Street. So visit us online at calpharmacy.com or call us at 419-375-7007. Calp Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
Okay, here we go. 1-point lead for the Indians, 45 seconds left in the game. There's a pass underneath, to Gavin Faller, and he scores. Indians burn the Starfires underneath as Gavin Faller connects underneath for the layup. Now, what's the call here? Called something against, maybe a warning against Fort Recovery. Must have been a warning against Fort Recovery. Timeout, South Adams. Fort Recovery leads 37-34. We'll be back in a moment. South Adams with the ball. 37 seconds to go in the game. It's still anybody's ball game.
Time is running out and the Christmas clock is ticking away. If you're still on the hunt for some great toys for the kids, Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery should be your next stop. From now until the end of the year, for every $100 of Case IH toys you buy, you'll get $20 off. Pedal tractors, farm sets, toy tractors, and combines. Your little ones will love them. Hurry in and save. This deal only applies to Case IH toys. Merry Christmas from Hall Brothers, your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
Remember, Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer, they'll be open tomorrow morning for your Christmas shopping needs. You want to shop those farm toys tomorrow morning, they'll be open for you to look them over. South Adams gets the basketball here. Indians pressing three-quarter court. Ty Lehman to Jax Warner. Over to Ty Lehman on the left. 29 seconds left. South Adams needs a three-point basket. Or a two, either way. Here's Ty Lehman on the left baseline. Back outside it goes to Warner, a three-pointer. Good. That ties the game. Owen Warner ties the game with a three-point basket with 12 seconds to go in the game. Unbelievable. Owen Warner with three threes here in the quarter. He now has a total of 13 points on the night. And he has tied the game at 37 all with 12.6 seconds to go in the contest. We'll just keep it right here. Well, we're going to have overtime, or are we going to have a Fort Recovery win with a last-second shot here? We'll see. Fort Recovery setting up their strategy for their last-second shot. I will tell you myself, I did not think it would be this kind of a situation with the Indians not ahead by a large margin at this point in time. They just have not shot well tonight. Give South Adams credit on defense. They've done a great job, and South Adams has come through here. That was a tough shot a moment ago by Owen Warner. He was well guarded by the Indians. So, South Adams has only won one game all year. They're very hungry to win tonight. Fort Recovery, they're 3-2. They'd like to have a win to go to 4-2 on the year. Maybe they'll blame this on their haircuts. Fort Recovery's got their head shaved this week. I mean, they're not bald, but they got them shaved their short cuts. The whole team is that way. Here we go! They put 14 seconds back on the clock. And now what? I don't know what happened there. Something with the clock. The official stopped play. They put 14.5 seconds back on the clock. Here we go. Timeout, Fort Recovery at the timeline. Bobby Leverett wants to set up a half-court play. So the Indians got it across the timeline with Troy Holman, and then immediately Coach Leverett called time. There's now 10 seconds, 10.3 seconds left to go in the ball game. Well, the Indians want to avoid a turnover. They don't want South Adams to get a chance for a layup here by stealing the ball in these final few seconds. At the same time, they want to be able to get a decent shot off here. We hope to talk to Coach Bobby Leverett after the game. I hope he's happy. South Adams has stayed in the game here. They haven't led much tonight, but they've done an amazing job of coming back here in this quarter. They entered the quarter trailing 22-18. So a lot of scoring here in this quarter. Fort Recovery has 15 points, and South Adams has 19 points in the quarter. We are all tied up at 37 all. Here we go with the next pass. Comes in to Troy Homan. Fouls called immediately on South Adams. Jax Warner fouls him immediately, deliberately. That'll make Fort Recovery toss the ball in out of bounds. Number two on Jax Warner. Here's Troy Homan with it. He'll pass to Rex Leverett. Feeds back to Briggs Overman, firing, hitting! Briggs Overman hits at the gun, and the Indians win. I thought that was a three. They're only going to count it as a two, I believe, and Fort Recovery has won the game 39-37. Briggs Overman hitting a two-pointer at the gun. They count that as a two. I thought it was awfully close to a three, but hey, we'll take the two. That's Briggs Overman scores to beat South Adams right at the horn, 39-37. Wow, what a game. Stay tuned. We'll be back with a wrap-up of the scoring for tonight's game. A victory for the Fort Recovery Indians. They improved to 4-2 on the season. South Adams still only at one win on the year. We'll be back in just a moment.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Time is running out and the Christmas clock is ticking away. If you're still on the hunt for some great toys for the kids, Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery should be your next stop. From now until the end of the year, for every $100 of Case IH toys you buy, you'll get $20 off. Pedal tractors, farm sets, toy tractors, and combines. Your little ones will love them. Hurry in and save. This deal only applies to Case IH toys. Merry Christmas from Hall Brothers, your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Toys, toys, and more Melissa and Doug toys. Kalp Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-aged children, so we can help you cross off a name or two on your Christmas list. Melissa and Doug toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. So check out the selection of toys this Christmas season at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Well, what a finish. Fort Recovery hangs on to win tonight, 39-37 over the South Adams Starfires. It was a fairly close game throughout the entire game. Indians led 8-2 at the end of the first quarter, led at halftime 15-13. After three, it was 22-18, a four-point lead for the Indians. Then South Adams able to tie the game at 37-all with 14.5 seconds to go, is actually what they said on the scoreboard clock. They reset the clock. And the Indians came down. Briggs Overman hits a two-point basket, a long two, right at the gun. And the Indians win by two, 39-37. What a sweet win for Fort Recovery. Although I'm sure Coach Leverett will not be too happy when he talks to us tonight. Leading the way for the Indians this evening was the star of the game, Briggs Overman, with 8 points. He had four twos on the night. Reese Guggenbiller had 6 points on two threes. Rex Leverett with 6 points on 3 2-point goals, and 0 out of 1 at the free throw line. 6 points for Eli Leonards on 3 twos. 6 points for Gavin Fowler on 3 twos. It was 5 points for Alex Deuce on a 3 and a 2, and then 2 points for Gavin Evers. So what outstanding balance for the Fort Recovery Indians, as the Indians win 39-37. South Adams was led by Ty Lehman with 17 points. It was 13 for Owen Warner, who hit that last three to tie up the game. Also, we had a total of 5 points for Derek McKean. It was 2 points for Noah Hundley and 1 point for Connor Fear. Hang on a second here. Let me see if I can get you some more. There, can you hear okay and all that good stuff?
Yes.
Okay. Bob Leverett joins us right now. Oh, my goodness. What a game by South Adams, huh?
Yeah, I mean, came ready for us. Set it against Jay County. That 1-2-2, it's just a tough defense to play against. You know, that's kind of one of the reasons we play our 3-2, you know. It slows you down. It makes you – it's hard to drive against unless you're hitting shots. It's going to be a grinder, and that's what we had tonight was another grinder. Kudos to Coach Craig. Kids played hard for him. They hit some big shots. So, yeah, no. I told the guys early in the year, I don't care how we win. Let's just get W's, and we'll take it and get out of here.
Yes, absolutely. Get out of here with that two-point win. Okay, take us down to the last timeout. What was the setup?
So we called timeout. We were going to have Briggs and Rex screen their bottom two guys in that zone and get Gavin coming through for a power-up. Then they came out and they showed man. So then we were going to run one of our good go-to man sets, and then they went back to the zone. So we ended up running that same thing that we drew up. Rex ended up with the ball somehow, kicked at the Briggs, and I mean that's a shot Briggs hits every day in practice. So well, not exactly how we drew it up, Rob, but we will take it.
I thought it might have been a three, but it didn't make any difference.
No, we would have taken a half a point at that point.
But it was right at the gun, I tell you that. 39-37, if you just tuned in, Indians win by 2 points tonight. And really, you led the whole game. You just couldn't.
No, it's
didn't
just
break away.
You know, it's just the atmosphere tonight was, I thought, was really bad. You know, and that's
well, to be quite honest, South Adams doesn't have much of a following. They've had a rough time the last couple of years.
I get that.
But there weren't many fans in the stands.
In the same sense, though, Rob, we as a program have to bring the energy ourselves, and we told them that. When we got on the bus, hey, you know, this is on us. We have to bring the excitement, you know. So, you know, we had our JV guys getting into it a little bit behind the bench with some, you know, little energy there. But, no, that's on us as coaches and players to, hey, you guys got to find that motivation. Bring the energy yourself to an environment like that. So, we're going to take the win and get the heck out of here. Just one of those nights. Well, sooner or later, hopefully, that we start to shoot it a little bit better.
Pretty amazing balance, really. Briggs Overman had 8 to lead the way. Thank God he got that 8. And 6 points apiece for Reese Coogan and Bill Erper Rex. 6 points for Eli. 6 for Gavin Faller. 5 for Alex Deuce. You just maybe use a few more points for each guy.
Like I said, and we talked earlier, We've got to find ways to score, and I think we're starting to get our legs under us. We could kind of tell a little bit in practice this week. So the good thing is we're off. You know, we'll come in tomorrow, and we'll get some shots up. We'll be off for 2 days and then starting getting ready for Marion and St. Henry. So those will be some big games. We're going to find out how good our defense really is because, you know, I mean, these kids have bought into that. That's what they're hanging their hat on. So if we can get that offense going, I think we'll be fine. We'll be able to compete with some good teams.
Yeah, and a reminder, those are part of the, what do they call it? State Route 119.
The Battle of 119, yeah.
Yeah, it's two boys and girls games on both nights weekend.
Yeah, starting with the junior high at 9:30 in the morning and then all the way through the night.
Congratulations, Bobby. We'll let you go.
Thanks, Rob.
And glad you got win number 4.
We'll take it. Thanks.
Okay. Bob Leverett, head basketball coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Again, the Indians win tonight 39-37. Once again, they also won the junior varsity game tonight. The final score was 47-27. Fort Recovery was led in scoring in that one by Tyler Wendell with 12. 9 apiece for Brody Bargie and Breaker Judy, chipping in with a total of 4 points was Luke Lochtefeld, 3 for Carter Fortkamp, also 3 for Hayden Seifering, 2 points for Doug Benn, along with Reed Albers and Grant Fortkamp, and 1 point for Brady Evers in the contest in the JV game. South Adams was led in the JV contest by Henry Craig, who had 12 points, 6 for Caleb Minger, 3 apiece for Gavin Litwiller and Jax Warner, and 2 for Easton Odell. Again, for Fort Recovery's varsity, they win 39-37. They were led by Briggs Overman with 8. And then we had 4 guys with 6, Reese Guggenbiller, Rex Leverett, Eli Leonards, and Gavin Faller. South Adams, again, led by their star sophomore Ty Lehman with 17. And Owen Warner had 13, including 3 threes there in the final quarter that almost gave South Adams the victory. Thanks for listening, everybody. That's going to wrap it up for us. Thanks to Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. I'm Rob Weaver, and again, we'll have the games next week. Coach talked about Marion Local and St. Henry. We'll have those games for you on both the radio station and also on FortRecoveryRadio.com next week, so we invite you to tune in for that. Have a nice weekend this weekend. Good night, everybody. Indians win 39-37.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.